Welcome to the H2O Show. I'm your host, Zachary Waters. Today, I'm joined by our lovely guest, Lily Prather. Lily, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, as you may know, this is Season 1, Episode 1 of our show, talking about relevant topics with the teens. Mm-hmm. First on the agenda, I want to talk about the academic expectations that we all face. Mm-hmm. I know I've been faced with them. You probably have been. What are your thoughts on this subject?
I don't know. We're in senior year. We're in the final stretch. So it's, like, different now. But I guess for the past couple years, it's been really, like, it's been hard trying to find a balance between, like, being able to, like, be with your friends and be with your family and do work and then have school. Like, there's such an inconvenience to school.
I agree. definitely that part of going throughout the years of, you know, courses getting harder, workload definitely. Getting a lot I guess heavier in a sense. You know, some people taking like all AP courses, which I could never
echo on the could never.
But as you said, we're coming into our final stretch of senior year, and that brings up college.
Do you want to go first about college, Zach? Because I don't have that much to say.
I will go.
Okay.
So, recently, in the past months, leading up to May 1st, that's coming up soon, which is decision day, me and my friends have always been talking about the financial aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, with the FAFSA being delayed a lot, all the time, and people not being able to get their financial packages, decisions have been, you know, they just make you wait a long time. So that part, I know stresses out a lot of people, myself included. Have you been stressed at all?
So update, like I am going to SMCC. So if you don't know, kids who go to school in Maine get 2 free years of community college up until 2026, I believe.
Something like that.
And I decided to take that opportunity and go to community college for free for 2 years. And then after that, I'm going to go to just another college, USM probably. So I'm not too stressed about it now, but 2 years down the road, I might be. But I think it's okay. Now I'm okay.
You sound wonderful.
I'm great.
So, forgetting about the stresses of life at the moment, let's talk about trends.
Okay.
Most recently, TikTok has been in the news for, you know, a lot of people use TikTok globally. Mm-hmm. It's the fastest growing platform ever on the App Store. However, the United States wants to ban it. So that's been popping up, but forget about that.
Yeah, that's like stressful a little bit because we all use TikTok. No one can lie and say that they don't use TikTok because I know they do. I know. Yeah.
So, for all of you that probably use TikTok. No Chick-fil-A sauce? Constantly on my For You page.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
All the time. That's one of those trends that just keeps on giving, honestly.
You did not just say that.
I'm seeing the original video. Everyone post it and repost it. I'm getting animated shorts.
And he sends me the animated shorts. So it's not even just like on my For You page. No, it's on my For You page and also being sent to me.
You've never complained about it.
No, because it's so funny. No Chick-fil-A.
No Chick-fil-A sauce, indeed. But speaking about trends, also with that, the Oscars were recently, and we saw marvelous things come from that show. For instance, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. I would marry that man.
Performing I'm Just Ken. Did a wonderful job, by the way. Wonderful job. I did love the Barbie movie. But that's enough about the movie.
Me too.
Robert Downey Jr. winning his first Oscar.
Like, what? That man has never won an Oscar before?
Tell me how you really feel.
So I've been in love with Robert Downey Jr. since I first saw him in Iron Man in 2008, okay? I was born 04, so I was 4 years old when that movie came out, and I've been a diehard Marvel fan ever since, okay? This is very important, okay? And I love him, so I'm just very surprised, but I'm very happy for him. Like, he's gonna hear this, but I'm very happy for him, and very... Yeah. Okay, now you go.
I think we are all very happy for Mr. RDJ. Especially coming from what he came from in the early 2000s and the late 90s to the full circle of winning his first ever Oscar. I am very proud to say I have been a day one fan since Iron Man.
Since you were, like, born. Like, he was before you, though. Oh, Iron Man. Okay, since, okay, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, like you just said, you've been a fan since Iron Man, and I'm agreeing.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But, backtracking a little bit here, onto the social media aspect, it has been a trend in recent years that there's a lot of usage of social media. Where do you find yourself in this situation? Like, a lot of people are against it, a lot of people are for it.
Well, I'm for it, duh, like, I'm a teenage girl, like, duh.
Do you use a lot of social media?
Yes, I do. Like, Instagram, I post, like, I love... Like, I just love it. I love seeing other people's lives. I love posting my life. I love seeing other people. And I love seeing how creative other people are, especially on TikTok. I love Snapchat. I use it every day. Do you use it every day?
I definitely use it every day.
Yes.
Always connecting with people.
Yeah. And I think that's, like, a huge part of it, is just connecting with people and, like, just... Because all of my friends, like, are in Indiana. Like, most of them. I have friends here, but most of them are in Indiana. Indiana. So, like, it doesn't... Like, it's just harder to keep in touch with them without social media. Because I just have them on social media.
Exactly. That was such a big part of when I moved here to Gorham. I first moved here to Gorham in 2019 from another place in Maine. About 2 hours away.
So, 2 hours north.
Yes, 2 hours north in the middle of Maine. But being able to stay connected with all those friends that I had since I was very young, and I still cherish those friendships, I still talk to a lot of them. But having that ability to stay connected was definitely, like, a lifeline.
Yeah.
Before, you know, meeting people here.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I moved here summer 22, and we moved in June, and school didn't start till August. Evie and I were alone.
And who is Evie?
Evie is my wonderful, beautiful sister who's funny, but don't take that, Evie. Don't take that too much. She's gonna have a big ego after that. But, like, Evie and I were just, like, it was just her and I, and I think that really made us closer, actually, because... We were not close. And now we are close. And, well, that's probably because we've gotten older, too.
Yeah.
That probably has to do with it. But, like, we were alone. And we had no friends here. We had no one. So, then we started our first year at Gorham. And Evie was going into her eighth grade year. And I was going into junior year. and we both had a really good time, but we were in completely different buildings, which was different for us because Evie and I at our old school at West Hill Middle High School, we were in the same building. So it was just different. Yeah. A little bit of a separation anxiety on my part because she's my best friend and I didn't have her, so.
But at least you were able to adapt and you overcame that. And I'm assuming it's a lot better this year.
Yeah, definitely. She's there. She's a freshman now, of course. But then I have a lot more friends than I did last year. But that just kind of comes with the territory, you know? Like, exactly. I was
Moving to a new place, once you, like, feel integrated into the society, you definitely gain a lot more friends. And it just all becomes easier to live, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Exactly. But that was all about the benefits of social media, being able to stay connected.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any cons that you see?
Oh, my God, yes.
Tell me.
Okay, I see it in myself. I'm codependent for short-term entertainment. I'm always checking my phone. Like, when I'm at work, so I have, like, this little, like, fanny pack. We call it a booty bag at Aerie. And we put our phones in there, so we're not on our phones. I swear I get these, like, phantom buzzes that I think someone, like, texted me. No one texted me. It's just there. Like, I'm addicted to my phone. I know that. I can't go, like, a whole... I mean, if I really tried, I could go a whole day without my phone. But it's just, like... I don't know, it's just such a big part of our lives, we can't go without
it. Exactly. I mean, so many people struggle with that exact same fact. There's been studies about it. People have talked about the phantom notifications for quite some time. However, the first step to realizing that there is an issue is accepting that the issue is real. And, I mean, you just admitted saying that you are...
Yeah, I know I have that problem, but am I going to fix it? No.
I mean, like...
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
So we are so dependent on technology in this current day and age that we all have a problem, and we can't really fix it, but we can recognize it and limit ourselves. As you said, you recognize in yourself that you have a problem. And I would like to say that I also
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I am constantly checking my phone all the time. I just did. But, like, I find myself, if I'm bored, I will just sit there and endlessly scroll for much longer than I probably should.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But I can guarantee that there's a lot more people out in this world that have the exact same issues.
Yeah.
That probably don't want to admit to themselves that they do. But
it's not that deep, guys. It's just an addiction to your phone. Like, yeah, it's fine.
Just check your screen time. And I bet it's a lot more than you should
have. You don't want to know my screen time.
Pull it up. What is it? I'll pull up mine. Okay. And, you know, we'll... I'm not afraid to put myself out there. As of this week, my daily average is 5 hours and 59 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, no, that is only today.
How do you see the today?
My daily average is the same, exactly.
How do you see the...
Oh, well, I mean, the week just started, so... It says it right there.
So my today's average is 3 hours and 29 minutes. Down 40% from last week.
We're only in the first day.
Okay, yeah, but down from last week, so that means, like, last week's was 40% more.
But your average will probably go up after we add the other 6 days. So, Okay, let's move on. So, in a nutshell, we all need to spend less time on our phones. And that's one of the big cons. But another massive con is safety issues. I feel like that's constantly in the news.
Yeah.
There was just a Senate hearing with the CEOs of X, Snapchat, Instagram, mm-hmm. and Discord.
Yeah.
Where they were faced with crowds talking about the exploitation of children and whole big ordeal. Did you see anything about that?
No, I just know it's a problem. Like, I just know that. Like, I know that, like, my parents were just doing what they thought was best, okay? But I had an Instagram when I was in fifth grade. Like, that's just so wild for me to think about. Like, I was putting myself on the internet at when I was fifth grade, when I was 12. I feel like we definitely, like, it's just crazy to me that, like, 9-year-olds are on TikTok and they're just on a public account and they're getting millions of views. Like, not that that's bad. Like, you do you, girl. Like, get that bag. But you're 9 and you're on the internet and there's a lot of creepy people. There's a lot of terrible people out in the world.
Like, one thing that a senator brought up to Mark Zuckerberg was he took a screenshot of, so the entire thing was trying to search for stuff related to children on Instagram, harmful things, and the senator pulled up it was on a large cardboard cutout, and the screenshot shows, warning: this content may contain blank, 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 and it gives you two options. The first option in a big box says, "Get resources" or "Show resources." Which is great that they're trying to help, and there's like a science behind that. Rather than blocking something, say like banning a book, for instance, shed light on what it truly is about and like help people get what they need. But under that, what the senator was talking about is the show results anyways button, which if you're trying to find something harmful on the internet, no matter where you go, like, you can find it, but it was the fact that it was on Instagram and very accessible to millions of people, like hundreds of millions of people could see all this harmful content.
Yeah.
And that was like a big thing. I like saw that a lot last week from the hearing.
Yeah. I think it's just crazy what people look for, like sick individuals look for, but
it's a crazy life that we live in. But you know, we have to adapt. Like, you adapted moving to Gorham, we have to adapt to living in this current day and age. We have to adapt to everything that's being invented, upgraded, like all this new technology. We just have to adapt to new ways of life. And that kind of segues us into our next topic, which I'd like to talk about, just everyday life. What is your, like, week-to-week daily life, I guess?
I go to school every day, which is a given. Some people don't go to school every day because they have some senior privs. They have, like, 4 senior privs in one day, so they only go to school one day. Like, for one day, you know? Like, the maroon day or, like, a white day. No, I go to both because I have classes on both. So maroon day is 1 through 4. Okay, I'll just take you through this. First period, world history 2, love it. Second period, English 12 advanced, love it. Third period is a learning lab, which is basically like a study hall, but like I get extra help if I need it. Fourth period, independent study with Mr. Crosby. Okay. Fifth period, which is our white day. So 5 through 8 is our white days, okay? Fifth period, pre-calc. Love the teacher, hate the class. Sixth period, senior priv. Seventh period, senior priv. Eighth period, Chem 2 advanced AP option. Don't even get me started on that class. Then I come home for like an hour, and then depending on the day, I'll probably have work. But then, depending on other days, I'm either hanging out with B, or I'm hanging out with you, or you being Zach, or I'm just chilling on my own, doing a self-care night, you know?
Yeah. That sounds like typical, like...
I feel like it's pretty boring, though. Like, it's just like...
I would say that's too boring. It sounds like a very typical week to a lot of people our age.
Yeah.
School, work... Repeat.
Sometimes friends.
Sometimes. If you got time. If you got time.
If you got time. But no shame on that work grind, you know. Make that exactly. money. Save that money. Please save your money.
Life is expensive, especially with rising costs.
Oh my god. Inflation in this economy!
let's actually talk about that for a second.
Okay.
So, we talked about earlier college. That's a given. That's always been expensive. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot more expensive now. Mm-hmm. But now, the big kicker is food. Groceries, so expensive.
I know. Going out to eat is cheaper than getting like groceries for a whole week.
And I have no shame in eating Taco Bell all the time. Yeah. But it is cheaper, so...
It is cheaper. McDonald's is cheaper. Like, it's cheaper to get fast food. That's, like... That's such a... It's such a, like, a... How would you explain it? Like, it's so weird that fast food... Well, I guess it's not weird because it's, like, fake. But it's not fake, but it's kind of fake.
It's a little fake. It's a little processed. We don't want to, make accusations.
I don't care. It's fake.
The H2O show does not endorse any of Lillian Prather's views. She's solely against. Okay. Moving on. Someone use those words.
Yeah.
So, Lily, you've mentioned Indiana a couple times so far on this episode. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that for us?
So, I was born in Muncie, Indiana. I was raised there my whole life until I was 17, and we moved here. Summer 22. Mentioned that earlier, too. Basically, my whole family's there. My whole support system's there. But it was definitely a good thing that we left. Like, Evie and I thrive here. But it does get sad sometimes because I'm so close with my family. Like, my grandma and my grandpa are my best friends. And I love them very, very, very much. And sometimes it's hard not being with them.
Yeah, as one would expect.
Yes, but it's also good because I get to grow as a person, like, outside of Indiana. Like, not everything was Westown. Not everything here is Westown. Not everything here is, like, from the small town I grew up in. No one knows who I am. No one knows my parents. No one knows my family here. It's so nice, like, kind of being able to start over and make the name for yourself. And half the people don't even know how to say my last name. They say Prather instead of Prather. And it's funny. I don't even get offended because I think it's funny. Like, I think it's because I've gone from a town where everybody knew who I was to now no one knows who I am. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. I sort of had the same experience when I lived in Madison, Maine, to Gorham. And Madison is a small town, about 5,000 people. Everybody knows everybody. You could say one name, no last names included, and someone knew who you were going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. It's one of those types of towns.
Yeah.
I feel like, from what you're saying, Muncie's kind of like that.
Yeah, and also, like, my great-grandparents were a huge part of the community. My great-grandma, Marilyn, she was a fourth-grade teacher at Yorktown. My great-grandpa was a police officer, and then he started a pizza business called Pizza King. And then my grandpa took that over, and his brother Brett took that over. So a lot of people knew us, like, just from the last name, from my great-grandparents. I think that kind of, like, set us up, I guess. But even now with, like, we're not a part of the Pizza King business anymore, so even now, like, people still know who I am. People still know who, like, my grandpa is and my dad. Like, I got stopped at, like, when I went to Meijer, which is this grocery store, I got stopped, like, 5 times being like, oh my god, Lily? Lily Prather? I'd be like, yes. And they're like, I worked with your grandpa. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, so cool. Like, that must have been awesome. Like, it's great seeing you. And it's like people I didn't really know that well, mm-hmm. or knew at all, so I was kind of scared. But, like, you see people everywhere that you know, and it's so great, like, being able to, like, just like have those connections, like, and people, like, you can just talk to anyone, like, everyone, like, supports you, everyone loves you. There's no question of faith in you. There's no question of anything. Like, everything happens for a reason, and everybody always says that. Like, and not that it's like a Midwestern thing, but it's just, I think it's kind of universal. But.
Yeah. Small town definitely has its benefits, but, you know, it also
has its cons.
Yeah, it definitely has its drawbacks for sure. Everybody knowing everybody is a blessing and a curse. If someone doesn't like one person, the entire town knows that person doesn't like that someone else.
And then it's like, then it's just chaos.
It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's like high school drama. Exactly. It's like high school girl drama, small town drama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my experience of dealing, like, that transition from Madison to here, mm-hmm. as I was saying earlier, it's a town of 5,000 people. And Gorham is about 20,000, which...
Actually?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that much, but, no. You know, four times larger in population, but Madison had a larger, like, area.
Yeah.
But
so it's more rural.
Yeah, it's more rural. but, like, the population was condensed into a very, like, small area, and the rest of the, like, area of the town itself was, like, all trees.
That's nice, though. There's no trees in Indiana, so it's all cornfields, and basically...
cornfields and wheat, guys.
Beans.
And beans. Is it soybeans?
Yeah.
Soybeans, yeah.
And then little plots of trees. It's like little circles.
Little circles of trees.
Yeah, but in the cornfields.
In the cornfields? In the cornfields. But as I was saying, the population is quite larger. It's quadruple. And going from everybody knowing everybody to not knowing a single soul here, it was challenging and so refreshing in its own ways.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Being able to make all these new friends that knew nothing about me. I never had that experience in Madison because...
You came out the womb and you were like, oh my god, you're that kid's son.
It was like, I could talk to one person in second grade, and throughout all of school until seventh grade when I moved away,
literally
everybody knew exactly who I was. Like, yeah. Everyone knew what I did for fun, what I was involved in school. Like, they just knew who you were. Mm-hmm. But here, no one knew that.
Yeah, and also, like, can we talk about how, like, no one kind of knows anyone, and they've gone to school with these people for their whole lives?
I was actually just about to say that. Like, I've been here in Gorham for 5 years. I've done eighth grade, and I'm about to end the senior year of high school. And I know, I could name maybe half of our class by seeing them. I don't know, like, a lot of people.
Our class isn't that big. Like, okay, so my class at Westell was 53 people. Okay, for my graduating class. But I haven't graduated. That was then, so I don't know. But, like, now it's, what, 200?
It's 220-something.
Yeah. I could, like, I have found my people, and I'm fine with my people. Like, I am okay with who I have found here and who I'm friends with. But I like, say hi to people in the hallway all the time. Like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't cost anything to be nice to people, and that's kind of a thing that's a con of Gorham, I think.
If I was to go, like, any place in, like, small town, you would know at least, like, the person's name. But here, walking through halls, I know...
I couldn't name
I know only, like, my close friends and people that I, like, cross paths with, in, like, either in class or, like, yeah. extracurricular activities. Other than that, I do not know a face.
Yeah, and if you, like, even had class with them last year, like, there's no guarantee that they'll, like, act like they know you. It's kind of sad, but it's true. Like, that's just how Gorham is, and it's very different.
I feel like a lot of places, like, especially places that are larger than Gorham will definitely have that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, definitely.
Probably a lot worse.
Like, yeah, probably.
Like,
but it's just such a culture shock
yeah,
for you and I.
It's just so different.
Yeah.
But once again, it is relieving. And that's going to bring this episode, which has been episode 1 of season 1, to a wrap. It's been lovely filming this with you, Lily.
It's been lovely being on this podcast, episode 1.
And hopefully we get to see you more in the future with more insight that you could bring to the show. Once again, this has been Zachary Waters, your host of the H2O Show.